Well, hello, everyone. Well, good afternoon. Good to see your smiling faces here on a beautiful Sabbath day. It's always a privilege to be able to congregate and be able to talk about God, be able to worship God, and come together to do just that. So it's just good to see all of you here today. There are many characteristics of a God-fearing person. Let's look at one of them today, that of the expressing of thanksgiving. Are we, I'm asking the question, are we a thankful people? Do we have the humility to truly express our thanks to God? So let's take a look at this subject by exploring some examples in the Bible, and we'll start with Ruth. Most of the examples I'll go over this afternoon will be in the Old Testament, but let's start in Ruth. So turn, if you will, to Ruth chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Ruth 2, 8 through 10, and we'll pick up the story with Naomi and Ruth returning to Bethlehem from the land of Moab. And as we know in the chapter before, Naomi had lost her husband and her two sons, and Ruth had been married to one of those sons. And Ruth decided to join Naomi and stay with Naomi in her trek back to her homeland. So they return to Bethlehem at the time of the year that's the beginning of the barley harvest. And they are poor. They are very poor. So in order to eat, Ruth goes to glean in one of the fields of Boaz. And Boaz is one of the kinsmen of Naomi's late husband. So let's pick up in verse 8. Ruth 2, verse 8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "You will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn." So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?" There is something that moves God to take care of those who are humble and thankful to Him. One of the most notable stories of friendship in the Bible is between Jonathan and David. They were sworn friends, and their commitment included taking care of one another's family. Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 through 8, and we're going to pick up in a scripture at a time when David is king over all of Israel and calls into remembrance this promise he made to Jonathan. "Now David said, 'Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?' And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, 'Are you Ziba?' And he said, 'At your service.' Then the king said, 'Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?' And Ziba said to the king, 'There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet.'" And if you were to read in 2 Samuel 4, verse 4, this young man was crippled at the age of 5. He fell. It took a bad fall. So continuing in verse 4, "So the king said to him, 'Where is he?' And Ziba said to the king, 'Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar.' Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the land of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and he prostrated himself. Then David said, 'Mephibosheth?' And he said, and he answered, 'Here is your servant.' So David said to him, 'Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all of the land of Saul, your grandfather. And you shall eat bread at my table continually.' Then he bowed himself and said, 'What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?'" Mephibosheth, he showed humility and thankfulness. You know, the name Mephibosheth, I have a hard time with this word. I should call him Mephi. Is that okay with all of you? Let's call him Mephi. I like him. He's a friend. Mephi means, actually the word means to drive out or scatter shame. That's what the word means, the name means. Isn't it interesting that the shame of Saul's rule, did not end up following to his grandson. You know, we see that God inspired David to show the kindness of God. This isn't David's kindness. This is God's kindness. And not only did he give him restoration of physical blessings, but he gave him a place of honor at the king's table always. And it just kind of calls into remembrance, you know, Luke 14:11. You know, whoever exalts himself shall be abased, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. There is something that moves God to take care of those who are humble and thankful to him. There's a recorded time in 2 Chronicles when Judah was going to be destroyed by invading armies. It was hopeless without God's help. And the king, King Jehoshaphat, proclaimed a fast in the land to solicit God's help. And actually he asked all the people to come together and to request God's intervention. Let's take a look at this. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 14 through 24. 2 Chronicles 20, 14 through 24, and see how God answers this request. We see in verse 14 that the Spirit of God comes upon Jahaziel. And continuing on verse 15, and he said, listen all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up from the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jarel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go down against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Can you imagine? Everybody, as far as the eye could see, was bowing. Let's continue in 19, verse 19. Then the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korathites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And so, what does the Lord do? Verse 22. Now, when they began to sing, they're giving thanks and thanksgiving and praises, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. And they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly destroy and kill them. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Mount Seir, they then helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. There is something that moves God to take care of those who are humble and thankful to him. We're all familiar with the story in Luke 17, how Jesus healed the 10 lepers, but only one came back to thank him. I'd like to read verses 15 through 19 of Luke 17. You're certainly welcome to turn there if you want to. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice, glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not found any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. People of character in the Bible have the characteristic of expressing thankfulness and thanksgiving. And when we express thanksgiving, it should be tangible. It's one thing to feel it. It's one thing to think it. Perhaps that's what the 9 other lepers were doing. They might have felt happiness. They might have thought thankfulness. But it is a better thing to say thank you. Sometimes an expression of gratitude is all that God requires. Say thank you, Lord. Say, I love you, Lord, and I appreciate so much everything that you do for me. Are we a thankful people? I'd like to close by just quoting Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name.